Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Puts it right back in, but Burns is there halfway down the wall. Colorado up the right side. They're going to gain the line here with a shot. Lukanen will get that one. It's Gavin Brindley. Came down the right wing. Brindley gets his fourth of the year, and it's a 4-3 Avalanche lead.
Gavin Brindley, a quick response to the Tage Thompson power play goal late in the second period to put Colorado back in front after Thompson had just tied it. That's your game winner, and that's our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here into the post game. Brian Colziel with you. Paul Hamilton is awaiting outside the Sabres dressing room. We will get some player reaction here coming up in just a few moments. I thought, you know, Dan and Rob said it pretty well at the end there that, you know, you had a rough start. You didn't come ready to go. You gave up a goal in the opening minute. And at the 6:10 mark, you've changed goaltenders and you're down 2-0 against a team that, well, you really can't afford to fall behind 2-0. The rest of the way, though, you have to give the Sabres credit. They clawed back and got it tied at 3. But, you know, then just a minute 26 later, Brindley gets the lead right back. In the third period, Buffalo had chances. They had a power play, too. Couldn't tie it. And then eventually, again, there's just so much talent on Colorado. The Sabres aren't tight enough defensively to keep them under wraps for an entire game. And, you know, Natchez, a very good player, had a really good game tonight. Four points, 2 goals, 2 assists. I'm sure he'll be end up being the number one star of this one when it's all said and done. And now you're staring at a road trip that you might get no points at all. 0-3 on this current road trip with the loss tonight here to Colorado. Of course, last night in Utah, and then, you know, you go back to last Saturday against Carolina, and they've got one tomorrow to try to salvage something out of this. Saturday at Detroit, 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have it right here on the Sabres radio network, but not been good as of late. And the road woes continue. They still have no wins in 7 games on the road, 0-5-2 in that span, and just 1 win in their last 9. So, hey, they got, remember the 0-3 start? Then they got it back to 4-4, and they started to play some of the things that you thought Lindy Ruff wanted them to do. They were at the net. They were finishing. They were getting great goaltending from Alex Lyon. And you know, even in that stretch there, as they got it to 4-4 and they were around the, you know, about the 10 game mark or so, I actually was thinking, oh, they're getting healthier here. Maybe only it's just, you know, you're down to Josh Norris here now. And then the slew of injuries, the horrendous play on the road, the special teams for the most part on the power play, not the penalty kill. Penalty kill has been great. The power play has been letting them down, and their big players have been letting them down. I thought a better game from Thompson tonight, considering what happened last night in Utah. But, you know, again, I'm sitting here all spinning for 5 minutes talking about what feels like, oh, the moral victory. Well, this team still picked up no points in the standings. And in the end, that's still not good enough for a team that continues to just bury themselves here in the Eastern standings. I know when... All right, more in a moment. Tage Thompson standing by live with Paul Hamilton.
Tage, a much better game tonight, but I know you guys aren't into moral victories. You needed 2 points out of it. What were your thoughts on the overall game?
Yeah, I mean, well, first and foremost, we need wins. So that sucks that we lost what I thought was a very winnable game. I thought, obviously, you know, we knew it was a tough game coming in, but you can't give them free offense like that right off the hop, and we're chasing a really good team. Puts yourself behind the eight ball big time, and you know, I thought we did a good job clawing our way back, but you know, it's tough whenever you find yourself trailing, especially against a good team like that. Yeah, that one sucks.
How did you claw your way back into it?
I mean, I thought we did a good job on our breakouts, you know, possessing the puck. You know, I think we had some shifts where we were possessing in the ozone, we had bodies in traffic at the net, and you know, had some second opportunities. I think you see the first goal there, Bo was a pretty simple shot from the point and just whacking away and get a greasy one there. I think we had our fair share in the third too of some pretty good looks. So like I said, it's just tough when you're chasing the game.
You've always said you'll play wing, center, whatever, but you were back at center today. How did you feel there? It looked like you had a better game at center today.
I felt like myself. I felt way better in the middle. I thought I was moving my feet really well. I thought, you know, for me, I like being in the middle. You can carry the puck and kind of dictate the pace of the game, and I feel like it just gets me involved in the play more. So. Being able to skate up the ice with the puck and make plays and find myself in pockets to shoot. So, you know, I think that was, you know, for me, a good step, but obviously not good enough.
Did you guys work the power play better? Did you feel overall today? You did get a goal as a power play, but how did you feel it worked around?
Way better. I thought our entries were really good. I thought our end zone puck movement was great. I thought we had some really good looks. You know, could have had a couple. You know, definitely was a momentum builder for us tonight. Would have liked to get one at the end there, tie it up. But yeah, obviously a step in the right direction, but we got to find ways to win right now.
I mean, the third period power play that Colorado killed off, how valuable would it have been for your team to convert on that?
Well, it would have tied the game, so pretty valuable.
And how are they able to keep your team off balance in that power play?
I mean, they killed it off pretty good. I don't know. I don't know. It's a interesting one. They killed and we didn't score. I mean, your penalty kill power play, you know, good PKs are usually around 80%, so it's a pretty good number, you know.
They only had 6 shots in the first period. Once they got those goals, did you guys stop chasing them a little bit and playing better D by not chasing them around?
I mean, I didn't really feel like we were chasing them at all, to be honest, in the game. I thought, you know, we obviously know they're really deadly off the rush. I think you have to have awareness when that big line's out there, especially when they're behind the goal line, those little quick pop plays to the center in the slot. I think they beat us on that a couple times. But I thought, honestly, like D-zone, I thought was okay. You know, kind of kept them to the perimeter. Outside of those, you know, like I said, you got to be aware when those guys are out there. They look slot a lot and obviously have a ton of skill to make those plays. But off the rush, I thought we didn't really give them much. We know they're a good rush team. We try to limit their chances off the rush. And, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job causing turnovers there and transition going the other way. Got some of our offense looks in that aspect.
Thank you, Tage. Tage Thompson on the post game. We will stay here as Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is in the room. Ukko, I know you've been around long enough. You're ready if that happens, where, you know, you got to get thrown in right away. I know you've done it before. You've done it many times before, and you know how to do it, right?
Yeah, it's part of the job. That's why there's a backup goalie. You know, we didn't, as a team, we didn't start good enough, and you know, that's kind of a way to wake the team up. So part of the job, and you have to be ready for it.
How did you feel the game went for you overall?
It was good. Kind of similar second goal. Not happy about it, but other than that, I think it was a good game. As you said, it's not always easy kind of jumping on that, but I felt like I got the game, you know, flowing right away, and, you know, felt good playing today.
Was the killer the one that hit Owen's stick? It was almost like a ramp. It hit and ramped right up over your shoulder.
Yeah, it's tough to read those, because you have a read on the guy where he's shooting it, and then it goes kind of somewhere completely different, and that's the, you know, unlucky bounce for them. I don't know, but of course you want to make a save on there. So, yeah.
I know it was a better game for the team, but I also know you guys aren't looking for moral victories. You're looking for 2 points, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of almost kill ourselves on these games. You know, we kind of do certain things to let the kind of game go away from our hands, and then we start to chase it. After that, we kind of, you know, we let it go, and then we start to play as well as we can. But it's usually too late after that. So, you know, we play every night. You play against a good team, and every team kind of is good at shutting it down when you lose the lead. So we're not making it easy for ourselves right now.
You're able to get the game even, you know. Does that give you guys confidence at some point that you can play with a team like this?
No, 100%. As I said, you know, I don't think we didn't start good, but it wasn't as bad of a game as it kind of looked from the start. And, you know, we pushed back. We, after that, we kind of played a good game. So, that's kind of the positive about it.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and then Jordan Greenway is in the room here too, so we will go join him. Jordan, if I could start almost with a double question here. How did it get away in the beginning where they take the lead, and then how did you guys claw your way back into it?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you give them two goals like that right in the first 10 minutes, especially a team like that. We get out of rhythm, we switch goalies, whatever the case is, you know, it's tough, you know, and, I thought we had a great response. I think we got one there shortly thereafter. And then truthfully, I thought we played pretty well, you know, we clawed our way back, didn't give up. Power play goal, penalty kill was good. And then, I don't know, kind of unfolded how it did at the end.
But it does it get to the point where you just got to get 2 points? I know you played much better than you guys played in the third period, you know, last night. But do you almost have to bottom line? It says you just got to find a way to get 2 points here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, that's, you know, obviously the goal. You know, we've been fighting it a little bit the past couple of games. So, yeah, 2 points, you know, would have been, you know, huge for us. You know, couldn't find a way to do it, so we got to move on to, I don't even know what day it is, but Detroit.
Of course, McKinnon and Nugent, those guys are going to get their chances. It's just a matter of surviving their shifts and trying to get offense when they're not on the ice.
Yeah, you got to know when they're out there. Offensively, that is a very talented line. You got to, the goal when they're on the ice is to not have the puck go in your zone, I mean, in your net. If you're able to do that, is a successful shift. Whether you do it in your D zone or their O zone or the O zone, doesn't matter. For 80% of the game, you know, I thought we did all right, and then we had a couple breakdowns and they capitalized.
But at the same time, you know, Makar, McKinnon, but how do you manage defending against that team's depth?
Yeah, well, you got to manage the game the entire time. They're a fast team. The neutral zone is typically the biggest contributor to slowing teams down, and you know, keeping them in front of you. And you know, our game plan was to do that, was to, you know, make sure they had to go through all five of us. And yeah, we didn't do it as well as you know, we would have wanted to. And like I said, they capitalized on their chances, and you know, we did a lot of good things, as I said before. But at the same time, we got to find a way to do better than that.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards, in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Thanks, Jordan. Jordan Greenway in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Jordan Greenway before that. Lukanen before that. Thompson. Sabres fall 6-3. Stay right here. We're going to have Lindy Ruff here coming up in just one moment, and then we'll get Paul's finals take on this loss tonight that puts Buffalo, again, at 5-8-4 overall. One win in their last nine. Still looking for their first road victory. They'll try to see if they can get that Saturday at Detroit against the Red Wings. That game will be at 7 o'clock Eastern. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Buffalo's only 4 points behind Detroit. So, I mean, you know, you start to look at, like, what are ways you can start to catch up to teams here? Well, they're 3 points behind a group of teams right now. That one team, the Capitals. Toronto got an OT loser point tonight. But you can start to catch up a little. Now, Detroit actually, okay, they won their game. So they're at 20 points now. So the Sabres are six back. But Detroit's a wild card team, and 20 points is the wild card spot. So they'd be 6 points out of a playoff spot. You could obviously maybe cut it to four if you go into it on Saturday. But the hole is starting to be large. The goal differential, if you look in the East, the worst team is minus four other than Buffalo. Then you've got the Sabres at minus 14. We know goal differential a lot of times shows what's happening. All right, here's Lindy live in Denver with Paul.
Lindy, the start, let's start with that. And then how did you guys get back into it once that happened?
You know, I think our defense got caught on the breakaway right off the bat. The second goal, they went right through us. You know, I didn't think our awareness on the first goal wasn't good enough. To give them that opportunity right off the bat was a tough way to start the game. Taking the goalie out was to buy me some time to talk to the team for a second to get organized and say, you know, we can get back in this game, and I thought we did.
So that really didn't have much to do with Lyon. That was just trying to get the team together and shake them up a little bit.
I mean, you've got a backdoor tap in and a breakaway. That has nothing to do with your goalie. And I told him that when he came off the ice too. This is to buy some time and shake the other guys up.
It seems like Cage was more comfortable at center, and he said so. How do you think he played there?
I think good. You know, I'll have to, you know, look at the rest of the game, but I thought he managed that pretty well. So it was good to see.
Defending was an emphasis yesterday. Do you feel like, you know, despite the score, that there was improvement there tonight?
I thought there was a big improvement. I think really through most of the game, our defending inside the D zone was good. We just gave up too many of the rush opportunities that hurt us right at the beginning.
What about the power play? Why was it better?
You know, I just think we changed things around. We moved the puck quicker. We were a lot more direct. You know, the hands fit with two lefties, and then the righties that open up on the other side. And if, you know, you end up on the right side, you got two lefties on the other side. So I just thought puck movement was quicker. You know, there's a lot of pressure on two young kids to play on your power play, but I thought they did a real good job. And, you know, we had two really good looks in that last power play where the Quinn, the back door to Rosine. I don't know how it missed him, but that's one that you're just hoping goes off a stick or skates. And Tomer hit the butt end of the goalie stick, knocked the stick out of his hands. So it was good to see that get some momentum for us.
You saw some improvements in this game, but I know as a coach you want to see improvements, but at the end of the day, you just got to start winning hockey games.
No, I got to win hockey. There's no excuses. We're going to try to claw back at the end there, and Rosine breaks the stick with just a tough break. It just seems we've had some bad stuff happen to us, but you just got to keep clawing. You got to win games. Got to find ways. We've been in every road game. I've been within a goal, and haven't pushed through yet. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindy. Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, following the 6-3 victory. We'll get Paul's take here coming up in just one moment. Yeah, I did think the power play looked better. I liked their entries. That long, drawn-out drop pass, I just feel like it just takes so long and guys aren't coming with speed. I like the way it looked a lot better tonight. Okay, let's go back to Paul in Denver for his final take. Well, Paul, I think Lindy summed it up nice there about, look at that rough start, two goals, change the goalie, talk to the team. From that point forward, I thought it was a pretty even game. In fact, at times I even thought Buffalo handled Colorado's speed and skill pretty well. But you know, when you're playing the best team in the NHL, you can't just be down 0-2 and just say, we'll overcome it. That's a tough task.
Yeah. And, you know, as I've been asking, you heard me ask, and it's as simple as this. Yeah, when I write tonight, I'll be writing about some of the better things I saw. But at the end of the day, they got to win hockey games. And they don't. They don't win them. Instead of finding ways to win a hockey game or finding ways to get a point, they find ways to lose a hockey game. That's their MO. That's what they did for a lot of last year. That's what they're doing this year. That's what they did under Don Granato. That's what they did, for 14 years.
Yeah.
They just are not good at finding ways to win hockey games. You played a really good team. You played the best team in the NHL this evening. A portion of that game, you were even with them. But you made some critical errors. I mean, MacKinnon did not have a point till the end. I mean, and he had some chances. Lukanen made a couple of really nice saves on him. So they kept him in check until the end. But at the end of the day, they didn't keep him in check the whole game, and he hurt him. You know, he helped them put the game away. And, you know, that's it. And Lindy's exactly right there. The opportunities, again, were there to tie up that hockey game. And you tied the hockey game, but then you gave up a goal, lose the tie. And now you're back down 4-3. So now you got to try to claw back. And they had some chances on that power play. They had two power plays, and the power play was much, much better. And they had some opportunities. There was a pass. I think Tuck was looking for Thompson. He was right there. Tuck will hit that pass 99 times out of 100. He missed him on that one. If Thompson gets that against a shaky goalie, I don't know. Do you want to take your chances with a 44-goal scorer and a shaky goalie? I'd take my chances on that.
Yeah.
And just things like that that just normally don't happen to Alex Tuck. But when you really, really needed it, it happened to him. That line was much better. Let's be fair. I mean, we crucified those two last, and rightfully so. Not one iota sorry for anything we said or wrote. And they were much better. I thought putting Tage Thompson in the middle, I thought he skated well. I thought he was much better in the game. And they probably should keep him there, you know, to be able to see the way he played there. And I agree with him 100%. I thought he was much better in the middle. That's the first time since he's gone wing center, when Granato was doing it with him, it's the first time that he has finally said he would rather be a centerman. He's always towed the company line and said, I'm going to do whatever they need me to do. I'm a team player. And he's right. I mean, it gives him the opportunity to be able to scan the rink. It helps him get his speed up. It certainly wasn't a perfect game by him. I've seen him play better, but it was 1,000 times better than last night. And he was a factor in this game, I thought. Let him try to build on it. Unfortunately, it's getting too late for this season. You know, the disaster that I could see coming for how long now? Is it before these four games started? I mean, I'm no Kreskin. I mean, anybody could have seen it, really, if you've followed this team long enough. We all knew what was going to happen here. You know, and it happened. No matter what happens on Saturday, it's happened. And, you know, with the other teams around the Eastern Conference, you know, some of them winning, some not. As you said, now Detroit's only 4 points ahead. But, you know, by Sunday, by the time the Bills play, this basically will be up to 15. And moral victories are for not professional athletes. They were better, and that's fine. And maybe they can build on that, and that's fine. And even if they win in Detroit, that's fine. But now that they've lost three in a row, they have one win in, you can do the math for me, I'm too tired.
One win in nine.
I've been traveling and everything. Yeah. Sorry about that. I'll let you do that for me. One win in nine. That's horrendous. That's as bad. To me, that's as bad as the 13, the 0-10-3. I mean, you've done it again. You've done it again. Organization's the same, under the same leadership. So what's going to change? Absolutely nothing.
6-3, the final. Colorado victorious. And, Paul, the road woes continue for whatever that is. They still have no wins in seven road games. Well, unfortunately, Paul, you have to play half of your 82 games on the road, so they better figure it out at some point here.
Yeah. What if they had two wins? If they just had two?
Just two. Then you have eight. You have 18 points, and guess what? You're two behind the wild card. One of those teams is Detroit, who you would play on Saturday. Yeah.
Right. And we're not talking about year 15.
Yeah.
But that's what we're going to be doing, because at no point in the last 14 years have I seen anything from any of the players that have come through here or the coaches that have come through here that has told me that they can run off a 10 or 15 game winning streak. Nothing. Look at the Ducks. You know, Quenneville's their coach. They got a lot of young players. They go from what they were last year and look at them this year. It's possible, you know, that teams can improve. Other teams do it.
Paul, Montreal and Ottawa were both garbage two seasons ago. I mean, Montreal was at the bottom the entire year. And, look, you know, these two teams are now tied for first. I'm not saying they're going on to win the Stanley Cup, but it doesn't take much to just flip it a little. I'm not even saying go from worst to first. I'm just saying just flip it a little.
Ottawa does not have their captain.
That's right. They're doing it without Tkachuk.
And Batherson, who's a very good hockey player, he didn't start the year with them. But he missed probably half their game so far. He's back and producing, but there you go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, to wrap up here with you, I think if you and I are solely comparing this game to last night, we can say that there were some things improving. But again, as I look at the standings, I think we still have to just say the overall message still is they didn't get any points, they didn't win, and it's a results business here in the highest level of hockey on the planet. So
the best team in the National Hockey League gave you a chance tonight. They gave you a chance. And all you got to do is bust the door down and take it. I don't think the Avalanche were as good as they can be. They didn't really play their game. They had a goalie in net who could hardly catch the puck, who hadn't played, you know, hardly has played this year. And Buffalo just couldn't get enough shots on him. I mean, they gave you a chance.
Yep.
To come into their building and to hand them, I'll get crazy, hand them their second regulation loss of the year. It was there if you wanted to take it, but they're not good enough to take it. They're not mentally strong enough to take it, even though even Colorado was daring them to take it. I mean, the Colorado basically said, yeah, we'll challenge. It's the Sabres. Who cares? So we give them a power play. Who cares? It's not a big deal. That's how they look at it. We'll make them pay. If they're gonna sloppy challenge like that, and they never should have challenged that, I almost guarantee you they wouldn't have challenged that against the Dallas Stars or in a playoff game. But, if a team's going to do that to you and show that you that kind of disrespect, make them pay for it.
Yep. Okay, Paul, have a safe trip to Detroit, and we will talk Saturday with the Sabres and the Red Wings.
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton here on our post-game show. 6-3, the final. Again, the four-game road trip will finish up Saturday in Detroit against the Wings. We'll have it for you here with pregame at 6 and puck drop just after 7. All right, all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. If you want to keep listening, go to WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. When we come back, final stats, final highlights, standings update, and we'll read some tweets. Send them in as we'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today at BrianWGR on Twitter. We'll read them off when we return. 6-3, Colorado over Buffalo. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame after this on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
McCarr and Taves battle in the corner. Nate just centers. Here's Taves with a shot. Bouncing puck in front. Saved by Luukkonen. Oh, my goodness. Avalanche thought they had one there. Nate just even had his arms up in the air, but Luukkonen keeps us at a one-goal game.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen faced, well, let me see. It wasn't a full 34 shots because Lyon played and an empty net shot. 30 shots for Luukkonen. That was one of his 27 saves, and it's our save of the game. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 6-3 Colorado. As we get to our final stats now, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third. I mean, Buffalo trying to get themselves a goal here. They still get outshot 16-8. 34-22 in the game for the Avalanche. 22 on Mackenzie Blackwood. That has to be better because he was there for the taking tonight. Power plays. Buffalo 1 of 4. Thompson's goal that tied it at 3 came there. Colorado 0 of 2. In net, Mackenzie Blackwood gets the win with 19 saves. Luukkonen officially takes the loss because he was in goal when the Sabres tied it up. 27 saves. Lyon let in 2 on 3. But as you heard from Lindy Ruff, he really didn't pull Lyon at all because of Lyon. He pulled it because he wanted to talk to the team and try to settle them down. And for the most part, it worked. Now we get to our Blue Star Home Services 3 stars of the game. Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. Of course, all Avalanche stars here. Arturi Lehkonen, he had a goal. He was star number 3. Gavin Brindley, he had the game-winning goal. He's star number 2. And Martin Natchez tonight, 4 points, 2 goals, 2 assists. He is star number 1. Natchez becomes the 4th Avalanche player with a 4-point outing this season. That ties the Ducks for the most among all teams with that. So 4 different players now with a 4-point outing for the Avalanche. Pretty impressive with what their offense is doing this year. All right, let's get connection with fans here, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We'll read some tweets at Brian WGR. Again, feel free to send in your thoughts after each and every game at Brian WGR. Anthony says, how about this anniversary? Anthony says, Darcy Regier got fired 12 years ago today. and the Sabres are no closer to improving. That's a interesting anniversary here for sure. Jeez. Yeah. Sabres Enjoyer says, Brian, DeBoer and Shanahan are just sitting there, Earth to Terry. I mean, remember last year, this went 13 games without a win, and the owner made no changes. I mean, it would say again that there should be changes. Almost every other organization in professional sports would have made changes, but with this one, you can't count on it at all. And because we don't hear from the owner, we really don't know, honestly, like how he feels about the state of the organization. So it's really tough to know if he's, you know, fans want to know, is he paying attention? Is he invested? Does he want to make a change? You know, if he's not making a change, why does he believe in Kevin Adams and the coaching staff and all the, like, you know, but we don't hear from him. So it leads to speculation, which, again, you know, I don't think necessarily, if I was advising him, it would be good. I'm not saying he has to hold a weekly press conference like Jerry Jones does with the Cowboys, but I feel like you at least want to know what your owner is thinking from time to time. It's a way to connect with the fan base, which, you know, after each loss like this, you lose more and more of them. When you see empty seats in the building, like, you know, that's how that ends up happening. You lose fan base. And this organization, I think, has had a very, very loyal fan base, considering they were on 14 plus years without the postseason in a league where half the teams make the playoffs. Like, you know, I hope they don't take it for granted. All right, let's see what's going on elsewhere here, and then we'll update you on the standings here. Thanks for the tweets, by the way, for those of you that send it in. Our scoreboard, our drive around the league, brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, all the games now that are out west here are getting close to the end. 5 minutes to go out in Vegas. The Golden Knights have a 3-2 lead on the Islanders late in this one. And Riley Smith right now with a game go-ahead goal there. Seattle's up 4-3 on Winnipeg with 7 to go in that one. All the rest of the games are final, including in Detroit, where the Red Wings improved to 10-7. They beat Anaheim 6-3. Buffalo will be in Detroit on Saturday night. Another 6-3 final. Florida doubling up Washington tonight down in Sunrise. How about this one? 7-0. Dallas wins in Montreal. The Stars are off to a great start. They are 11-4-3. Not as good as Colorado, but still very good. Ottawa at home puts up 5 on the Bruins. They beat Boston there 5-3. Toronto's struggles continue. That's the closest team on Buffalo's site besides, what is it? Is it Columbus right now? Let's see. In the standings. Oh, the Capitals. Yeah. Capitals are 3 ahead of Buffalo. Toronto 4. OT loss for the Leafs. LA wins at 4-3. Columbus beats Edmonton 5-4. Calgary closes within 2 of Buffalo for last overall in the entire NHL. They shut out the Sharks 2-0. Give you one score from outside the NHL. Thursday night football, the Patriots improved to 9-2. So if you're looking for any help from the Jets, you don't get it. New England is 9-2. They beat the Jets 27-14. As the Bills, of course, Sunday will have a meeting with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 1 o'clock, if you're listening on our flagship on WGR, we'll have pregame starting at 7 a.m. that day. If you've been with us all throughout the evening and here into what is now Friday morning, I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. And with that, we're going to wrap things up here on the postgame as we thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Great job as always, Evan. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton, of course, our reporter who is in Denver. Tom Maddy is our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colziel. The final again from Colorado, the Avalanche 6, the Sabres 3. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday night with Buffalo in Detroit right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.